Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorkers, a podcast by New York City Cop. I am your host, Kelly Kopp, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Brooklyn-bound train is now arriving.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have executive producer of the New Yorkers podcast, Jay Watson. He is an assistant editor for film and TV, freelance photographer and videographer, and a theater writer, director, and producer. But above all else, he is a New Yorker and my friend. Welcome back to the show, Jay. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You guys get me 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is awesome sitting across from you talking, doing these podcasts.
I know. And what are we talking about today?
Today, we are going over the subway lines, how to ride the subway,
Okay. Tips
and etiquette and all that stuff, all information about the subway,
mm-hmm. As
well as how to hail a taxi and, you know, taxi information. And then in addition, the New York City MTA bus system.
Cool.
As well.
So it looks like we're all going
to
learn a lot today about get around the city.
Yeah, hopefully we cover a lot of information because I know there's so many questions about, you know, New York City mass transit, which is the only way I travel in New York City.
The only way to travel.
Yes, I agree. Let's talk some terminology, Jay. In New York, taxi cabs are often referred to as cabs. So how do we hail a cab?
I actually don't know because I've never done it before.
Really?
No. I'm ashamed to say, when I was growing up, whoever I was with, my relatives would hail a cab if we wanted to take a cab. Or the way that we took a cab the most was when we were going to church on Sundays. My grandmother would call ahead a taxi cab to pick us up, to take us to church. So I've never personally had to hail a cab, so I don't know how to do it.
So to this day, you've never hailed
a cab? I've never hailed a cab. Yeah, and then as an adult, I just have Uber or Lyft. So
right.
If I want to take a car somewhere, I'll drive.
That makes sense.
Or I'll take an Uber or Lyft.
I'm still shocked you've never taken a cab. I didn't expect
you
to
say that.
No,
I've taken a cab.
I've never hailed a cab. Yeah,
I gotcha.
You're never in charge of the cab,
no.
So to speak. Yeah, so we'll talk about how to do that right now.
Okay, so how do we...
This is how
explain to me how to hail a cab.
So, you know, I like to make sure, first of all, before I hail a cab... I like to make sure that the cab has ample room. I don't know if ample is the right word in New York City, but if it has some sort of room to kind of pull up and over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to the side of the street,
yeah.
You know, side of the sidewalk to make sure it's not out in the midst of traffic.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do that, but I just kind of like to make sure that it's, you know, at a at an intersection.
Yeah.
Right past the intersection. On the, you know, on the curb where it can pull up a little towards you. But again, sometimes it doesn't always work that way. Then you always enter the cab from the street side. You know,
yes.
You always enter it. You know, you never stand in the street in the middle of the street and hail a cab. You're always on the sidewalk or near the sidewalk and enter it from the street side.
Yeah.
But also pay attention to bicycles, people on bicycles.
Because
they're
true.
Zipping by back and forth. And same with the delivery drivers on bicycles, because they're going like 30, 40 miles an hour, it seems like, you know, and they're cruising. So your safety is super important, you know. So when a cab pulls over, make sure you're almost like you're crossing the street, look left and right to make sure no bicycles are cruising by, no delivery bicycles, things like that. So that's really, really important.
Yeah, no, that is important. And so my question is, mm-hmm. I know that, is it when the lights are on or off? Is when they're looking for customers.
Yeah, that's an awesome question. The light has to be on top of the cab, on the very top of the roof outside
right.
of the car,
you
know, so the public can see it. When the lights are on, they're actually numbered usually. It's like whatever numbers and maybe a letter. It doesn't matter, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
And when you see it. And you look for a cab, first and foremost, I should have said, is when you make sure the top of on the roof, the the light is on the very top that, that are numbered.
Okay, so the light has to be on.
Light has to be on.
Okay.
You can hail. You just raise your hand, you raise right or left hand, and you wave your hand, right, wave your arm right there on the sidewalk, and they generally see you. And then they'll generally pull over if the light is on.
Okay.
But if you see cabs going by and passing you, and that means the light's probably not on and you didn't notice.
Right.
And there, I mean, tons of cabs might pass you, but if the light's on, they'll generally stop.
Yeah. And it's way easier to get one on an avenue. So I'd walk to the nearest avenue and in the direction that you're going. So if you're going right. south, I'd go to an avenue that's going southbound, and that'll help you out a lot.
Oh, that's a really good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Yes, obviously. Well, I don't think obviously is the right word because people don't know. But stand in the direction, take the cab in the direction you're going.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I take that for granted just living here.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. Yeah. Try to make sure you're taking the cab in the direction that you plan on going.
Yeah. So then they don't have to turn around. And then you also don't have to waste money
for them
to turn around to just get in the right direction.
Exactly. You want to save money. You don't want to run that meter up because you have to go around the block to get back. Because you know the way New York City streets are. Some are one way, some are the opposite way. You're going to have to go. The cab will have to go take some extra time.
Yeah, and mileage. Just to get in the right
direction.
Yeah,
and direction. You're spending more money.
You're paying by the mile or by the, like... It's not time-based. I know it's distance-based. I know it's distance-based. I'm not sure what the distance is.
Right. I just see it going up. I just see the meter moving. I'm like,
I just see the money going up.
And sometimes
when I'm stuck
in traffic, you know, and I just a couple weeks ago, it's rare. I probably rarely take cabs, but I was late for an event. And so I took a cab in Times Square and it was rush hour. And we were halfway to the Intrepid, you know, in the Hudson from middle of Times Square. We were sitting in traffic and I was just watching the meter go up. And I said, that's the only time it's acceptable to get out of the cab in the middle of the street, you know, because no traffic was moving. I told the guy, I said, just let me out. I got jumped out and I said, I'm leaving. You know, and the guy was cool. He totally got it.
Yeah.
But so how do you, Jay, give your directions to, not directions, but where you're going, the place that you're going, what do you say? How do you tell them to get there?
I think you should tell them, either if you know what it is, say what the place is. Like if you're going to Chipotle. Chipotle is always on the mind. Going to Chipotle on 5th Avenue and 42nd Street. You'd say that what the cross streets are, what the building is,
there
and
you go.
Where you're going. So that they know all the information that they have as to like where to take you, where to drop you off.
That's exactly what I do. I say the name and specifically the cross streets.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times if you just say the name... I'd say 90% of the time they don't know where it is.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Because there's so many places.
Right. And don't even tell them the address. Sometimes they don't want the address because they'll punch it in.
Yeah.
But I think most importantly, you say the cross streets, the street and the avenue, and they'll know exactly what to do then.
Yeah.
90% of the time.
Yeah, because, I mean, especially if you're in Manhattan, it's, you know,
that's what
a
I'm
grid
thinking,
and everything's numbered. So it's very easy to know, like, oh, okay, I know where these streets are, and they know where to go.
Right. So to be safe, in a sense, I would, as a tourist, I would have the cross streets, the name, and the address on hand, actually.
For sure.
Just have those three things on hand, and then you're good to go.
Yeah.
And then how about payment?
Payment. Yeah. I know back in the day, it's back in the day.
Yeah.
Back, this is all in cash.
He's 25, you guys. His back in the day is like yesterday.
Yeah.
For us, it's some of us are a little bit older, but it's funny.
Well, when I was younger, it was all in cash. For the most part, because you didn't really have like a pretty diverse credit card system for like paying in a car. As I got older, I know they added ways to pay in the car, but now I think you can just pay from the back. Like,
right. You pay in the back seat
when you're like, even like when you're close to there or getting there, or you can just kind of like pay for it and then leave once you're done.
I moved here 11 years ago to New York City, and that's the only way I know is the modern credit card swiping system.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, you have to, I mean, because when we were traveling, Mike, we were always like, oh, do you have cash for a cab? Because if you didn't have cash, you couldn't take the cab.
Right. They still take cash, which is nice.
They still take cash, but you had to make sure you had cash, you had enough cash.
Right.
Because otherwise...
Yeah, it's really easy. It's very easy. You just swipe on the back of the seat, you know, on the front seat, on the back of it. So, you know, you're sitting in the back seat generally. And you can just swipe the card when the cab ride is over. You can just swipe your card. The cabbie will give you a receipt if you need a receipt.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
It's really simple.
Yeah. And you can watch Taxi TV on, there's a TV, it's called Taxi
there
TV.
There is Taxi TV.
And you know what's funny? Is I was on Taxi TV.
Where did you know that? I did not know that.
It's really cool because the very first book, one of my photos was published in here in New York City. It was called New York City on Instagram.
Right.
My good friend Dan Kurtzman is the one who spearheaded that book. It's his book. It's his book in general, but he got a bunch of us New York City photographers together, and he created this New York City book called New York City on Instagram. It's at Barnes and Nobles and stuff. So,
yeah.
But anyway, so you know, we got interviewed by ABC News, Channel 7, ABC News New York here, and it was really cool. And so that was on Taxi TV. So it was kind of cool. I wrote it just to see it was on loop, a couple weeks, and then the back of the, so I was like, and some people are like, hey, I just saw you on Taxi TV, it was cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Just a little side note there. So how do you exit? Do you know what is your idea of exiting a cab the proper way?
You leave, I don't know, you open the car door and get out of the car.
Right. But you always get out of the cab on the sidewalk side.
Yeah.
That's what I was,
Oh, okay.
You always, because you never want to open the car door on the street side with traffic because you can get hit by a car.
Yes.
And it has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So always, always enter the cab from the sidewalk side and always exit the cab from the sidewalk side.
Yeah. That
you
makes
know,
sense.
For safety reasons, obviously, specifically. And again, when you get out of the cab, look for those bicyclists, cyclists, whatever I call people. My friends in my live videos on Facebook always laugh because I say bicyclists. I guess it's cyclists.
Yeah, cyclists.
Yeah. So anyway, look for cyclists. Make sure you're looking for those delivery cyclists. You're looking for that. Just make sure that no one's going to run you over, too, for bicycles.
Yeah, because they will.
Yeah, they're fast, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how you... That's the cab information that I can think of. Sometimes
What about tipping?
Tipping.
Yeah.
I tip 20%.
I think you should.
Mm-hmm. I always tip for 20%.
Yeah.
I'm not telling people what to do on this specific subject of tipping. That's what I just do.
Yeah.
I think they work hard. I think they, I've had some great conversations with some cabbies too.
Sure.
And I don't know. It's just the tipping culture in New York.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not telling anybody what to do, but I tip 20%.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good amount. If you do like to talk to people, I'd say cab drivers are the number one person to talk to because they always have stories.
They really do.
Yeah.
There was this guy I was talking to just the other day, the story I told earlier about in the middle of the street. You know, I just jumped out in the middle of the street and said, I got to go,
Yeah.
The guy was really cool. He was from, I'm trying to remember specifically, I think he was from Iraq.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's super cool. Younger guy in his 20s. He didn't speak English too well, and he was teaching me some words in Arabic, which is really cool. Yeah. Uh-huh. He taught me what the word beautiful is, but I can't remember. But we were talking and talking, and then he said, I was asking him, how long he's been here, blah, blah, blah. And then he told me he lives with his brother in Astoria, Queens, who's some sort of doctor. And then he called his brother, who's the doctor, and handed me the phone and had me talk to his brother.
That's so awesome.
I'm like, hey. He's like, hello. I'm like, hey, your brother's McCabby. He's super cool. And he called you. So I'm just saying hi.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's funny.
Yeah, so yeah, like you said, the cabbies are really talkative usually.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization, CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're driving around by yourself all day, it's kind of like,
yeah,
you definitely could use a conversation, or at least I would be able to.
Yeah, he was a fun guy. I was upset. I hope I see you again.
Nice.
The odds of that are, so.
Well, I mean, you never know. Like what my grandma likes to do, she likes to really make friends with people, and she's gotten a few cabbies to like give her their numbers,
Hard,
so she'll just call them if she needs a ride somewhere. Aww. And they've done it. Like, she said, yeah. I need to go to the airport. She'll call up her guy and be like, yeah, I got you, Miss Moses. And they come and pick her up and bring her to where she needs to go.
Oh, that's so pretty cool.
Yeah, she loves to just, like, you know.
Yeah, I should have grabbed this card and done that then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got one for you, though. Do you know the difference between yellow cabs and green cabs?
I don't, and I saw that you wrote that.
This is a fun story.
Yeah, tell us the story.
Back in the day, this was back in before my day, yellow cabs would not go above 96th Street because they didn't want to service the Upper Harlem, the Spanish Harlem area, or the Bronx.
Yeah, right.
And so
my neighborhood.
Yeah. And so basically it became a huge issue because on the one hand, the yellow taxis would go up there and either they would have issues where people didn't pay or they'd get vandalized, or it was like they didn't want to go because they weren't sure they were going to get paid. And so it became a law that they made green cabs. And so green cabs can't go below 96th Street and West 110th Street. So the green cabs have to service the Bronx and Upper Manhattan area. And so that's why those cabs are green. And the yellow cabs can go above it. They just usually don't. And the green cabs can't. But the green cabs can't go below 96th Street.
So yellow cabs can go anywhere in Manhattan.
Yes.
Green cabs only above 96th.
Yeah,
and not 96, below 96th either.
Not below 96th.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, on the east side and then 110th on the west side. I just looked it up to make sure for this podcast.
Still like that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they can go above in the Bronx or anywhere else, but yeah, so.
I had no idea. That's interesting information.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. And it reminds me, too, that you said 96th, because did you see the show the musical In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda?
I did.
The song in there says above 96th Street.
Yeah, it's about the cabs.
It's about the cabs.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't. I just put that together right now.
Yeah, Spanish Harlem. Spanish Harlem starts on 96th Street.
Right.
And then on the west side, it's above 110th Street, which I guess is the upper boundary of the Upper West Side.
Exactly. So that's where Central Park stops.
Yeah.
It's 110th. Yeah. On the west, I mean, you know, altogether it stops at 110th. So on the west side, though, 110 was the rule. And then it's 96 on the east side.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Wow. Really cool information. I don't know if cool is the right word.
Yeah, really, it's interesting.
It's really
fact.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I think all information about New York City is cool. So that's what I meant. But
that's
fascinating to me. Wow. And putting together that it was Lin-Manuel Miranda. That song in the Heights. That's really cool putting that together.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for that, Jay.
Of course.
Okay, Jay, now let's move on to the New York City buses.
Okay, great.
You ready for this?
Ready as I'll ever be. I don't take the bus very often either, so.
Actually, I do. I just started recently. I just started, within the last month, actually, I really started riding the bus a lot more frequently.
Okay.
Because on the subway, which we'll talk about shortly, everything's underground, so I don't get serviced that well.
Right.
So now I've been hopping on the bus, and the bus is amazing because it takes me from right in front of my apartment building, basically, down Broadway, takes a left at 110 above Central Park, and then goes down Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Great views, and then I can go ride down all the way down Fifth Avenue, too. And then I do work. I answer my emails, my tours. I get a lot of questions, and I can sit there. I have a good hour to sit there and answer questions and do work. So I love the bus. I really do. So do you know how many people ride the bus every year, Jay?
Every year?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say probably in the hundreds of millions. I don't know if it reaches billions.
Well, I'll start with the day and then the year.
Okay.
How about that? So that's a good guess.
Okay.
For a day, it's 1,082,428 people ride the bus every day. And then for the bus for the year is 340,766,898.
That was correct.
That sounds correct? That was a good guess.
No, I said so I was correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both. Sounds correct and is correct.
Yes.
Is that interesting?
That's interesting.
Like, so over a million a day.
Yeah.
And over 340 million a year on the bus.
Yeah. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
They got to go where they need to go.
They do.
So how do we navigate the bus system, Kelly?
How do we navigate the bus system?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, there is an app you can use. Well, I use, first of all, you know what I use most for the bus is Google.
Yeah, Google
it's just
Maps.
Google.
I just use Google Maps.
Because you know
Maps.
How you can Google Maps? That's what I mean. Yeah, Google Maps. And you know, in every city, you can type in any address.
Yeah.
And everything shows up. It shows up how to walk there, how to drive there. What else? I don't know what shows up.
Yeah, how to take public transit.
But or a bus. That's a good point. And the bus. In New York City, though, in addition, it has the subway, which I love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in other cities, it has the subway as well.
Right? Not many, no.
Yeah, I was just in London, and I used Google Maps to take the subway.
Yes.
I was in D.C., and I used Google Maps, and they had the thing is there. So it's like, if there's a city with a subway system,
but there's
it does
not
give
many
you the
subway
option.
Cities in
That's
general.
True.
Yeah. I mean, in Florida, there's none. So, yeah. I'm used to Googling before I moved here in Florida, and there was no... You know, I never even thought of the subway. And now when I go back home to Florida, when I Google, you know, maps, there's no subway.
Yeah.
And that, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
But so we have different types of buses.
What are the types of buses?
Yeah. So there is the local bus, which I take.
Okay.
And stops at every stop. Really easy. It's every, 10 minutes or so during the week.
Sure.
You know, done the weekends, it goes on weekend service and it's every 20 minutes or 15 or 30. It's not reliable as in time.
Right.
The bus itself is reliable, but time, weekend service in general and late night, which is like, you know, midnight to 6:30 a.m. or something like that is tough.
Yeah. I'd say look at Google Maps to see what the bus schedule is.
Yeah. Look at Google Maps. And there, yeah, that's the best. There's also there's a My Transit app. That people use too, which I really like. I like the My Transit app. I think that's a good one. But I mean, it takes every stop. It'll also tell you what the stops are, what time it'll be there. You know, like the My Transit app is how far away the bus is from you. Same with Google apps.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. It is pretty easy. You know, and you get used to the different types of buses because there is there's a local bus. There's different types of buses in a sense. There's the local bus, there's the limited bus, and there's the select bus.
Right.
Mostly I take the limited bus. But for people who work every day too, a lot of times they'll take the select bus.
Yeah.
Because that's quick and fast and skips a lot of stops.
Yeah.
And you generally pay for those on the outside kiosks.
Yeah, there's kiosks that are like fairly new.
Yeah.
And you pay for the bus, you get a little voucher, kind of a
little,
receipt.
Yep.
And you go on the bus and you don't have to swipe your card as you get in because a lot of time is wasted for like people waiting online to get in the bus and pay for the bus and go sit down. And so that kind of mitigates the time that it takes for the bus to leave. So it can go quicker and it can get more places. And so what happens is that occasionally a police officer will come on and check to see if you have a ticket. But do they still do that now that they have the MTA?
Tap your phone.
The tap your phone thing.
I don't know. I've never seen a police officer on the bus.
Me
never.
Too.
Never. You haven't either?
No, I haven't either.
Never.
But I also don't take the bus that often. So like,
I take it a lot between at 79th or 81st or whatever, where the American Museum of Natural History is.
Right.
And then you just skip across Central Park one stop, and it takes you to the Met.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, on the east side.
Yeah, so, and that's a select bus. And then that's why I learned to use the kiosk. And it's super, if I don't feel like walking across Central Park, which I usually do, but I do take the bus often.
It's a long walk.
Yeah. And so I like to take that. That's how I learned the select bus.
Yeah.
But I always have my paper ticket from the kiosk.
Right.
Just in case. Yeah. I would never jump on and do it because I have the luck where I always get caught doing stuff. So
exactly.
Not that I do bad things all the time, but if I was to do one, I would get caught.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I have that ticket on me, I ride those select buses a lot, and I've never, ever, ever seen a police person get on the...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't pay the kiosk and get your ticket.
Yeah, right. The one time I don't, I'm not going to do it, I'll get caught.
Yeah.
And then, so there's a limited bus, too. So
yes.
So first we have the local, which stops every stop, which I generally take. We have the select bus, which is a lot of people who are going to work and things like that want to get there faster, skip a lot of stops. And then there's the limited. Do you know about anything about the limited bus?
I think, isn't the limited, it takes express stops, but it only runs during rush hour or something?
I think so, yeah. I don't know much. I've never taken, I mean, I see the limited bus. It'll say limited on the front.
Yeah.
I've never taken them.
I probably have. I don't know.
Yeah, I just those are they remind me of the select buses a little. I'm not just I'm not quite sure how the local bus is the only bus I take, and it's sure. super easy and simple. The other one, which what's the other one we just said?
The select or the limited?
The select is the other one I take. Yeah. You know, with the kiosk, but I never take the limited. That's another faster one. You can just as normal hop on. And how do you pay to get on the bus?
I use the Omni. The tap phone tap thing.
Yep, I do too.
Yeah,
I actually, you know, so the listeners know you can use your tap your phone, whatever the Omni. It works on the bus and the subway together, so it's really nice and convenient. So you still only pay the $34 a week, and you can ride the bus and the subway both unlimited.
Yeah,
so it's 12 rides. So once you hit 12 rides, it goes unlimited. Yeah. So, I mean, I ride the bus and the subway. That's why I take advantage of the bus, too. Sometimes I've just been walking on the street, and I don't feel like hopping on the subway, and a bus will be coming up, and I'm like, I'll just hop on the bus sometime.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm tired. It's like, I'm just going to ride the bus so far, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it's really easy. But you can also just tap your credit card or your debit card on the, there's an electronic machine right there, right where the bus driver is, and you can just tap your credit card or tap your debit card, and it works.
Yeah, yep.
So same with the subway, but it's really easy. We use the Omni card because we live here.
Yeah,
and I think it's from Monday to Sunday.
Yeah, it's from Monday to Sunday.
It's a specific days. That's where it kind of gets tourists a little.
Yeah,
I don't feel like it doesn't work for tourists a lot.
Yeah, I'd say if you're visiting, just get a either a daily card. You have unlimited daily rides or the weekly.
Yeah. Well, I just helped Paulette, who did a tour with me yesterday. I helped her get her weekly yesterday. Okay. And, you know, and it's only $34. And
yeah, that sounds right.
You know, but that's the Metro card, which they're phasing out this year.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tough, though. But I think, but they're going to use the Omni card. I think you can do the unlimited on the Omni card coming up soon.
Yeah.
Only, Omni only.
Yeah,
it works. I mean,
it's a good system, and I'm surprised it kind of took this long to implement anyway.
Yeah.
It's a good system. It works. Just tap and pay.
Yeah, I think that the unlimited card is the best. It's the only way. I mean, the only way we do it. We live here, so it just automatically works.
So, do you have any bus etiquette for us?
Bus etiquette?
Yeah.
You know, I never thought about bus etiquette. Really, I mean, I just get on the bus. I always say hello to the bus driver because I think it's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always say, hey, what's up? Because they put up with a lot.
They do.
Yeah, so I always try to be really nice. Don't try. I mean, I am really nice to them. It's important. Important to be nice to these New Yorkers who get us around every day.
Yeah.
The city. I just go sit on my seat. I'm quiet. I personally don't eat anything on the bus because I think it's kind of, I'm a big fan of people eating on the bus.
Sure.
I mean, it's usually just me, so I'm quiet anyway.
Yeah.
I have my headphones in.
Right.
No music playing loud or anything playing loud because I don't want to disturb other people around.
Exactly.
That's generally what you should do. Not everybody follows those rules.
No.
You know, but at the same time, I never say anything because I don't think anybody should say anything to anybody because you never know how anybody's going to react in life nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not saying about just New York, just anywhere, you know. But what about some of your etiquette? Can you think of anything?
I think I leave the spaces in the front for people with wheelchairs elderly people coming in and they just want to sit right there in the front. So I usually go to the back.
Me too.
And kind of an unspoken rule is if there's someone sitting in one seat, and there's two seats right next to them, you just go to a seat where there's no one sitting, unless it's super packed.
Right.
And then in that case, fill up as many seats as you can, because we need as much room on the bus to get people where they're going.
Right.
Yeah.
I do go straight to the very back by the window.
Yeah.
You're up a little bit higher too.
Yeah.
I like that. You're just like looking around. You can look out the window. Yes. Just the other day, that's when he said talked about like the space, somebody sitting next to you or not, or
yeah,
it was kind of an empty bus and I was sitting by the window and then this guy walked straight back in the bus and then plopped down like right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
There's all this space and he's only one seat away from me. I had to kind of move my backpack. I want to say, can you just move to, we have all this space and you're sitting 12 inches from me, you know what I mean. But I didn't say anything, but it was just a little like, come on,
yeah,
give me a little bit of space here.
No, that's funny.
Yeah, Yes, that's funny that you brought that up because that is funny. But etiquette wise, is there anything else you can think of?
No, and I think my last tip for riding the subway, or my last tip for taking the bus, because I always get nervous as to where we are on the bus.
Yeah.
On the route, so I keep my maps, my Google Maps open.
I do too.
With the directions that we're going.
Yeah.
And just keep track on the map to see how close I am to the stop, how many stops are there for the next one, and just keep a lookout to make sure that I don't miss it, because you can miss your stop.
Yep.
Because you have to make sure that you tap the light on the side of the bus. Each seat has a little thing that says tap me when you're ready to get off.
Or a cord you can pull, a little cord.
Yeah, or the cord you can pull. Uh-huh. And then there's a little light that goes up and says stop requested.
Yep.
And once the bus gets to that stop, you can get off and get off towards the back so that people getting in can go in the front.
But people sometimes are getting on in the back of the bus too. There's two doors that open a lot.
Yeah.
And so always let people off the bus first.
Yes.
And then you get on. Yeah. Then you get off the bus first if you're on the bus. And also too, when you're on the bus, you can look up and there's a sign, like an electronic sign that says the next stop is this.
Yeah. Well, those are newer.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, those are pretty new.
Yeah, I'll say the next stop is 72nd Street. The next stop is, 59th. So it does tell you what the next stop. So you can look up and see, too. They're pretty good about it, You know, the bus drivers are actually pretty good. They're pretty cool. I mean, sometimes it's been directed to a different down Lexington instead of down Fifth Avenue because of a parade or something. And they're very clear, like, this is the last stop on Fifth, we're going on Lexington after this, and they're pretty clear about when there's a bus change or a bus route. Just be prepared on the weekends. We go to weekend service, which means the bus will take a lot longer.
Yeah.
Always give another half hour, 45 minutes to where you're going if you're taking the bus and the subway, which we'll talk about in a minute. But yeah, that's the bus. They're all real quick though, just to know what your bus is.
Right.
There's letters on the front of the bus,
In
the front window on the top of, like above the driver from, if you're looking from the outside.
Yes.
You'll see it'll be B for Brooklyn.
Right.
BX for the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
Q for Queens.
Mm-hmm.
M for Manhattan.
Yep.
And then SI for Staten Island.
Right.
So it'll be like the M3, which is the Manhattan, or the M4, the M5.
Yeah.
Or the Q, I don't know, the number 13 or something,
Yeah.
It'll have the borough letters in the front. And then if there are multiple boroughs, like Manhattan and Queens, they'll say like the MQ.
Yep.
Yeah, or the MBX, which is the Manhattan Bronx.
Yep.
Things like that. So if there are multiple letters like that, that tells you.
That's what those letters mean.
Yeah, that's what those letters mean. But I'm basically on the M.
Yeah.
Anything M. That's where I am on the Manhattan, whatever. And then it'll get me to where I'm going. As long as I'm going downtown direction early in the day, I know I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
And then on the way up, I'm looking just to go uptown.
Yeah.
That direction. So otherwise, the bus is pretty easy.
Yeah. They're pretty straightforward.
Yep. I like it. They do get really packed.
Yes. Especially during rush hour.
Yeah. So sometimes it's your shoulder to shoulder, you become what's called a strap hanger, holding on to the straps, and your people are an inch away, not even like crammed into you. So they get really busy.
Yes.
You want to move on to the subway?
Yeah, let's talk about the subway.
Okay, cool. So, Jay, how many people ride the subway a day and a year? What's your guess?
I'd guess a few million people per day, and I'd probably say a billion people per year.
That's really good.
Yep.
It's, there's different sources have different numbers, but they're pretty close. So this one says 3.6 million a day.
Okay.
And 2 billion a year. So you're good. Good job. I wouldn't have known what to say with that one. But, that's a really good, I'm glad these numbers are important to me, because people say there's so much, what's the word, crime in the subway.
Oh, sure.
With these numbers, I can attest I've never seen anything, but I'm not saying it doesn't happen, just to be clear.
Yeah.
But I mean, statistically speaking, it is so rare for something to happen.
Yeah, it's unlikely.
It's
because if you have like 2 billion people riding something a year.
Yeah.
Or even like 3 million a day and one thing makes the news.
Yeah. Exactly. your odds are better winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Or getting struck by lightning.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to be clear with people because the subway I do feel very safe on. I have no issues with it. I ride it morning, noon, and night. I ride it multiple times a day, and I recommend the subway. So
yeah,
the only way to travel.
Best way to travel.
Yep, fast. And what's faster, a car or the subway?
The subway.
Subway always.
Yeah.
Yep, I completely agree. Does the subway, Jay? How often does it run? Like, how is it 24/7? Is it closed? Is it open?
The subway runs 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be consistent 24/7, but if you wait long enough, a train will come.
Yes.
No matter what time of day it is.
That is true. And then it has late night service too.
Yes.
From, do you know the times?
I want to say 11:45 to 5:30.
Yeah, it's 12, generally 12 to 6:30. So that's really close. But you know what? I feel like at 10 p.m. it starts because you know, heading uptown, yeah. I always try and be on the train by 9:30 at the latest.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just because of how it's quick and it's a normal train, it goes express, like the A will be express and yes. I get home quick. But then right at 10 o'clock, it's local and it takes me so long to get home.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and then the weekend service is the same. Weekend service is slow. Always give yourself an extra half hour to 45 minutes if you're taking the subway just to be safe in time. However, sometimes the train will be normal time and you're all happy and you're like, I can't believe the train is a weekend. It was right on time, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, just be prepared. You might have delays.
Yes, there's always delays.
And what are some of the delays?
Because
they announce them too a lot. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
The most common one that I see, if it's like a big delay, it's like there's a police officer was called or the emergency brake was pulled.
Exactly.
And so they have to, when the emergency brakes gets pulled,
it's a
the
pain.
Train has to stop at the stop and wait for the police to come to be able to investigate what happened.
Oh, that's what they'll say too. There's a police investigation.
Yeah, police investigation. Mm-hmm,
they'll say that.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll say someone was pushed on the tracks.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Yeah.
Obviously. And then, sometimes
there's an injury reported.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's a medical.
Yeah, medical emergency.
Medical emergency.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're going to be there a long time.
Yes.
And you got to switch to a different train if you can, quickly.
If you can.
Yeah, you'll be
sometimes, one time I had to.
You're stuck in the tunnel.
I've been stuck in a tunnel. I was stuck going to Brooklyn because I live in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no other trains in the area that I could walk to. Or that were going to a train that I could take to get home. So I just had to call an Uber to get home because there was no other way for me to get home and the train was not going to go. So it happens. Subway, it's probably one of the most, it's the most robust system in the country.
Yep.
But it's not the most reliable system in the world.
Yeah. But it does get me where I want to go every
day,
you know, but it's not consistent. You know, I definitely have been stuck in the tunnel many times. As many of you know, I was in a train crash back in 2017.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we talked about that in the first episode. So if anyone wants to hear about that, but the thing is you know, that taught me how to get off a train.
Right.
Yeah, I feel better on a train because of that, ironically. But yeah, I mean, the train, so, you know, we sit on it. Sometimes you just sit there in the middle of the tunnel for 5-10 minutes and they don't announce anything.
Yes.
It's like we're waiting for, train traffic too.
Traffic,
that's a big one. That's probably the most you hear a lot.
Yeah.
There's train traffic ahead of us. So you sit in the tunnel for 5, 10, 15 minutes, things like that.
So do you know all the different colors of the lines?
I think I do.
Okay.
You want me to say them?
Say them.
Okay. I'll be oh my gosh, here we go. So we'll do my line. I do the bet. My line I take every day, which is the A train and the C train. Those are blue.
Okay.
Okay. And then we'll go to the orange lines.
Okay.
So, and that would be the B, D, F, and M.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And then we'll go to the yellow lines, which are R, N, Q, and W, and M.
No.
Wait. R, N. Oh, no. R, N, Q, W.
Yep.
And then the orange is BDFM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we'll go to green, which is 3, 4, 5, 6. No. I got it. Hold on.
I shook my head. And
five. No, I caught it though. Five and are there only two green?
No.
Okay, 5 and 6. What are the other ones?
Just keep going. I'll tell you what you missed.
Okay, then the red will be 1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
Really? Because there's one. Let me think for. Oh, 4, 5, 6 is green.
Yeah, there
okay.
it is.
Okay, 1, 2, 3 is red.
Yes.
So I got kind of got them. Is there any more?
You missed the E.
Oh, shoot. I knew it.
Yeah.
It's the ACE.
Yes.
Yes. The E goes to World Trade Center and back.
And there are 4 more colors.
Oh, G is green.
G is light green, yeah.
Is that the only green one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, besides the 4, 5, 6.
And then the 7 is purple.
Yeah.
And then there's more?
There's 2 more.
Oh, man. Oh, the J and the Z are brown.
Yeah.
Ah, I think I got them pretty good, right?
Last one.
There's one more?
You're missing one train.
I'm missing a train?
Yeah, it's a pretty big one, too.
Okay.
Very useful.
Very useful. Oh, I got it. The
what is
L.
It? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the L train.
Yeah, and that's silver? What color is the
L? It's gray.
Gray, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I count the shuttles in there, too.
I was just going to say the shuttle. The shuttle, which is actually the subway, but it's from Times Square to Grand Central Terminal back and forth.
There's one other shuttle, too.
Where?
It goes from Prospect Park to Nostrand Avenue.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
Wow. How'd I do? Did I do okay?
Yeah, you got them all. After
kind
a little
of.
Prodding.
I mean, with a little bit of help from you.
Yeah.
So what is the longest subway line?
Is that?
I feel like you would know it.
Is it the F?
Nope.
Is it the M? No, it's the A. It's
yep,
the A because of the Rockaway extension.
Yep, awesome. Good job. Because it goes from Inwood, which is right above me in Upper Manhattan, all the way down to Far Rockaway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you sleep in the subway?
No.
No, you can't. It's a $50 fine.
Yeah.
So, Jay, what's the slowest subway line?
What do you mean by slowest? Runs the least
frequent?
Just
runs the slowest, yeah.
I'd say the G.
Oh, that's a good one, but it's not. It's the F train between Coney Island in Brooklyn and 179th Street in Queens.
What do you mean by slowest?
It just
runs
on average,
the least frequently?
Runs, you know, with delays and timing. It's, you know, the slowest train.
Interesting.
And you know the longest one, which is the A train.
Yeah.
Jay, can you eat on the subway?
Yes.
Yes. And how do you feel about that?
That's funny. I was just talking about this with my coworkers today at work. I think it's okay to eat like French fries or cookies or like I've had pizza on the train. But I wouldn't eat like a full meal on the train. Saying like they've seen people take out like Chinese food containers,
right,
and eat a whole like Chinese food dinner on the train. But I feel like if you're having breakfast, like your breakfast sandwich or like granola bars or like whatever, I think that's fine. But like, I mean, personally, like that's what I would eat on the train. I have eaten like pizza, or I have eaten breakfast on the train. Yeah.
I think it's gross, you know, because I think of just like people breathing on the train and everything there. But I guess that's the same in a restaurant. I don't know. But we're just so close, and I'm cool with like what you like, granola bars and stuff like that. You said like a cookie or something, but when people have a, you know, when people are eating and their food is right next, you're shoulder to shoulder with them and they're eating, you know,
in this. Oh, and I'd only do it like when it's not crowded.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would do it like if I'm coming home late and I got pizza and I'm eating on the train, like, sure.
Yeah, I get
that. Or if
that.
I have French fries, I'm eating on the train, sure. But like if it's like midday or like rush hour, like I'm not looking at anything and eating on the train.
Yeah, it's just some people are right next to you and they're eating this smelly food, and you know, it's overwhelming. You're just like, come on. I don't know. Again, I would never say anything, but you know, that's how I'm not a big fan of eating on the subway, and just in general. What do New Yorkers call the subway?
The train.
Yep.
I was about to say,
it's like a trick question. Exactly. Like, it's too easy, you know?
Yeah.
Can you take dogs on the train?
Yes. But they have to be in a bag or something. They have to be contained somehow.
On a leash,
On a leash. Okay.
But I never see people with their dog on a leash. They're always running around. They're always just free, in my opinion.
No, they're usually on a leash, but they're usually not, like, I don't know, super contained.
I think I love to see a dog on the train. It always makes me happy.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Majority of people are always happy. Sometimes people are like, ugh, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like it a lot. So etiquette-wise, too, a little bit more etiquette. Did you know that it's a $50 fine if your seat next to you is taken by, like, purses or bags or anything?
I did know that, yeah.
You did know that, yeah. I had a little bit, that's one of the few little bit of disagreements I had with some people because I wanted to sit down, I had a long day, and these tourists, which were really nice, they, to be clear, they had their, the third seat, you know, like on the sideways seat.
Yeah.
With all their stuff. And I said, hey, do you mind if I sit down here? And they gave me like the dirtiest look and they huffed and puffed and they, you know, as I said, forget it. I just said, forget it.
Yeah.
It's obviously an issue.
Yeah.
So, but I was tired and I was like, grr. But anyway, that isn't a $50 fine. I almost wanted to be like, do you know that's a $50 fine? But, you know, it's pointless at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it was the end of the day and I was tired. But anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's that. And Jay, why are the trains slower at night? Do you know?
Track repair.
Exactly.
Track maintenance and signal repairs. There's a whole lot of
same with weekend
stuff that goes into maintaining the subway system. And actually, I was on a cruise last year and watched a documentary about the subway system. That's what I like to do in my cruise time. But yeah, they do a lot of track repair, a lot of track maintenance. That's why a lot of stops are closed during the weekends, which is really annoying because they, right where I live on two lines, right? And in consecutive weekends, thankfully, it hasn't been both yet. Oh, no, that's not true. It
has been
both, where both the F stop and the R stop are closed.
That would drive me crazy.
I have to take the train to the next express stop, which we'll talk about a little later, and then go back to the stop. Because it's usually they only close it for going one direction. So you take it to the next express stop, get on the train, go in the other direction, and then go back in the other direction. And it's so annoying, especially when it's so late at night and you just want to get home, but you have to take an extra leg of the journey, wait for another train to come.
I get it. It took me an hour to get from 59th Street home.
Yeah.
You know, from Times Square home the other night.
Yeah.
And it was just late night service and I was just so frustrated. And then sometimes you always make the wrong decision when you see the A train pull up or the C train. You want to run across the platform and you think you're going to, oh, this is be my solution. I'll get home quicker. Well, then the train you run onto, that one stays forever. And then you see your train, you just got off, take off, and you're just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you just get frustrated.
Yep.
You know, it cracks me up, but it happens a lot. But the trains, you know, the weekend service and the night service or nighttime service is just, again, give yourself extra time.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Jay, let's talk about some tips.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so for instance, I'll start with one. Never get on an empty train car.
Yeah.
Ever. Because if it's like when tourists see it's a middle of rush hour, an empty car is in the middle of the cars that pulls up. And so you're like, oh, great. Look at this empty car. All these other cars are packed. I'll run to this car. Well, that means first maybe there's no AC and it's hot as heck in there.
Yeah.
You know, and then the next one, maybe there's some people sleeping on the train.
Yeah, it usually smells.
And it smells.
Yeah.
And maybe it really smells is the third one.
Yes.
Because somebody went doo-doo or something. So, empty car. Never get on an empty car during rush hour.
Yeah, when it's packed.
Never, never, never. What else you got?
Check to see what direction the train's going in because
trains go
uptown or downtown or... if they're not in Manhattan, it'll tell you which borough it's going towards. So it'll be a Manhattan-bound A train or a Brooklyn-bound A train.
Or a Queens-bound,
whatever.
Or so Bronx. Yep.
Make sure that you know which direction you're going and see which direction the train's going in. Because on black plaques where the train is, it'll tell you what direction that train is going in.
Right. That's a really good point. If it doesn't say uptown or downtown, it'll say the borough.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah, it usually says both, I think.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's confusing. I actually want to get a hold of the MTA and ask them if they can let me redo all the subway signs. They're so confusing.
There's one actually at my stop that's wrong.
Yeah,
the exit sign is wrong. It says that the northbound exit is the southbound exit and the southbound exit is the northbound exit.
Yeah,
the flip.
It's so confusing. Also on the weekends too, I want to backtrack real quick.
Yeah.
Sometimes the lines are rerouted because they're doing construction. So pay attention. You might, because if you want to go to High Street in Brooklyn, for example, it might go to York Street instead.
Yes.
So sometimes pay attention. But the MTA or the, I should say the Google Maps will always give you the right train to take.
I wouldn't say always, but I'd say 90, make sure.
Mostly.
Yeah. Most of the time it is right, but I have had times where it has not been right.
Yeah.
But make sure that you check. And if you're not sure, ask someone.
Yeah. Like literally, always ask.
Literally, maybe Sunday when I was going home, a guy asked me if the train was stopping at a certain stop. And I like looked it up and see if the train was running and check the signs. And yeah, it was running. So he's very grateful for that.
Yeah.
But just ask anyone around.
We're always happy to help.
Yeah.
Always, always, always. So, Jay, can you tell us about the express stops and local stops?
Yeah. So trains have, like the buses, express stops and local stops, where some trains run express and some trains run local. And it'll be dependent on the borough and the line. But there are some trains that are dedicated express trains and there are some trains that are dedicated local trains.
Right.
And those local trains will always stop at the local stops. And the express trains will usually be express. And if they're not, it'll be an announcement saying that the train is running local.
Correct.
And where in that case, it'll stop at the local stops.
Yep. And the subway stations themselves will say express.
Yes.
Yeah. Or local.
Yeah.
Like on the sign, it'll say, it'll tell you what is what.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to be safe here and you're meaning, you know, you get to the right spot, the right stop, just take local if you're visiting.
Yes.
You know, then you can learn the express as you get, learn the subway more.
Yeah.
Because, but always take the local. Go ahead.
No, because they do. They will skip your stop and they will be like far away and then you'll have to take a train to go around and come back
the opposite
to the other
direction.
Side.
Yeah. And it's exactly, you know, and so, yeah. So if you're not familiar with the trains at first, always go local and then you'll start to get familiar with that. And then you'll learn the express. And it is, because the express goes to the major train stations, in my opinion. For instance, 125 in Harlem, that's the main one, where the Apollo Theater is. The next stop, if it's express, is Columbus Circle. It's a huge hub. And then the next stop is Times Square.
Yeah.
Huge hub. And then the next stop is 34th Street.
Yeah, they're the big landmarks.
Yep. And then West 14th, then 14th and West 4th and World Canal. And you get to know the stops and those are express for just that one train line, the A train. But
And then also the express stops will be the ones that will have multiple trains stopping at the that location. For example, like the Broadway Houston has the 6 and it has the orange line, the BDFM stopping there. So if you need to transfer trains, you go to an express stop to get multiple options.
The express stops has local and express.
Yes.
The local just has local if you're specific local stops.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The local will stop at every stop, even the express stops, where the express will only stop at the express stops.
Right. And you get to learn them.
Yeah.
It gets easy, believe it or not. You got to fight with the people you're with. You got to hate them. You got to, you know, get on each other's nerves and then you make up because you get it. You figure it out and you're all proud of yourselves.
Or my take is just pay attention. There's this kind of science to it. And each line has express trains and local trains.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the A is an express train and the C and E are local trains.
Right.
However, we were talking about earlier, the A goes local at night, which I think is the only one that does that.
Oh, that's my train. And I'm on it forever.
Yes.
Every night. Yeah.
For example, the 4, 5, 6, the 6 is local. It runs local the whole route, but the 4 and 5 run express in Manhattan.
Always, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And what's interesting I learned doing research for this is that the 2 and the 3 run local in Brooklyn, where the 4 and the 5 run express in Brooklyn.
Wow.
So you can take the 2 and the 3 local in Brooklyn and the 4 and 5 take the same route, but they just run express.
See, those are trains I'm never on because I spend 99% of the time on the C or the A or the E.
But I don't know. It's interesting.
Or the D, actually, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the D goes up there.
Yeah.
But when you move around the city and you go in different places, you really learn to see where all the trains go. And where they don't go, more importantly.
That's true. Well, also payment real quick, you know, same as the bus.
Yeah.
Use the same thing. You can tap your card or tap your credit card. You can use the Omni. You can use, you know, credit cards, whatever. And it's super easy. Tap your phone, Apple Pay. That's, you know, all that stuff. So it's really easy to pay. I'm in motion. I don't even stop.
Yeah.
You don't even stop to, no, yeah, to tell. I am moving, and as I'm walking, I'm tapping my phone and walking through the turnstile.
Yeah, no, I pull out my card on my phone like as I'm walking down the stairs, and I tap it on the thing, and I just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super easy.
It is.
Awesome. There's one thing in addition, though. If you want to act like a New Yorker on the subway, too, don't talk. nobody cares if you do, but if you want to feel like a New Yorker, or if people think you might live here, we don't talk on the subway.
You want to know what's really funny?
What?
In high school, we had a guest poet come in, and she had moved here from down south, and she moved to the Upper East Side. And where she was working and living, she didn't have to take the subway anywhere. She didn't have to go anywhere. So for the start of her time in the city, she just stayed in that area. And she had watched a bunch of like stuff about, she was big into musicals, and she had seen the musicals and stuff, people singing and dancing in the subway and talking and having a good time. So her first subway ride, she was so excited that like the subway was going to be this big party and everyone was going to be talking and hanging out. And like, it was going to be like a big, like kind of party, like a big community thing. And she was so disappointed when she was riding on the subway for the first time and no one said anything to her. Yep. No one did anything. And it was just kind of like a sad, quiet.
She's so disappointed.
And she said she was so disappointed and it stuck with her for the rest of her life.
Oh, that's funny.
But I just thought that was so funny that you said that.
Yeah.
Because she really was expecting like a Broadway movie. Like,
well, people see pictures of people on the subway looking at their phones, and all the comments on social media are like, oh, look at everybody, you know, they're on their phones. Like, well, no one wants to talk. You're on the subway every day. We have somewhere to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, you know? And that's, the phones are like our modern day newspapers, basically. So. Yeah. You know, just people, all the comments. Nobody's talking. Like, what? Hey, Bill, what's up? You know, you're like, no one cares, you know. So, but yeah, that's something. Also, don't look at people around the subway. Just don't look at people or stare at them.
Sure.
Because, you know, someone might get upset. It's never happened, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of some more etiquette, too, on the subway. You know, don't play your music loud, just like the bus. You know, don't do things like that. Anything else you can think of?
I'd say, in general, don't do those things. But there are times when, like, if someone, I've seen people like, oh, I really like the book that you're reading, and like that's such a good book, and people do that.
Definitely.
Or I've had it like one time when I came back from a show, and
the playbill
like, oh my god, you just saw that show. I've seen, it's like my favorite show, and we like talk about that. Or
those are good points.
I guess nowhere else is going to fit in this, but my favorite subway story is I was coming back from a night out, and I was eating a cupcake, and an actor walks on the train and is like, you got a little like frosting on your cup, on your nose. And I was like, oh, are you like this actor? And they're like, yeah, I am this actor. And then we like talked about, he was making a movie.
Who was it?
His Gerald McClouch.
I know that name. I just can't think of it.
Yeah. He's a actor for a lot of LGBTQ movies. He was like one of my favorite actors growing up, and it was really funny that like he just happened to walk on the train at that exact moment, and I was eating a cupcake, and he was like, you got some frosting on your nose, like unprompted, like I wasn't, he just came and sat right next to us.
That's awesome.
It was so funny.
I mean one time I was talking to this guy, it was actually midnight, 1 a.m. and we're the only two people on the train. And he started talking to him, and he told me about his life story and how his dad worked at the United Nations building when was a little kid. He was a little kid. He was like 5 or 6, and he was the first African-American child in the United Nations building.
Really?
And it was such a powerful story, and it was such an amazing, beautiful story. And I'm like, gosh, I just wish people could see the amazing stories that when New Yorkers are on the subway and we do talk.
Yeah.
How amazing it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got off the subway. I'm like, that was the most incredible moment that I've, you know, had with this gentleman talking about his amazing story. And he was so proud to tell me. And it was a really cool story.
Yeah.
You know, I would never, you know, people don't expect, there's beautiful stories that go on in the background too, that people don't know about New York City.
Yeah.
That's my whole point too.
Yeah. So it's a weird dichotomy where like, don't instigate conversation.
Right.
But don't like turn away from it if the opportunity arises.
Perfectly said. I like that, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. I think that's most of the etiquette I can think of too.
Yeah,
tips as well.
Yeah.
You know, let people off the train first.
Yes.
And then, you know, get on after. And then when you exit the train, you know, people should wait for you.
Yeah.
Same principle as the bus, you know. So same etiquette as the bus, basically. Don't walk in between cars. It's very dangerous. You see people do that. Don't
did you
do that.
See the new cars?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I was on it once.
Yeah, I was on it yesterday.
Pretty cool, huh?
Isn't it?
They're all open.
To be fair, what we're talking about is an open car plan where there is no door in between the cars, and it's just you can see through the whole train.
Like a long accordion.
Yeah, which is really cool. I was on it for the first time yesterday.
They are pretty cool.
On the C train, yeah.
Yep, exactly. I like
and,
to see
and they also updated the directions to say like where to get off and what the stop is and which door is opening and where the streets are. Yeah. It's really cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I thought they're pretty modern. They're pretty
nice. They are really modern.
Yeah. Well, nice, Jay. Well, cool. This was a fun episode.
It was a great episode.
I hope we help people answer some questions about the subway, the taxi, the bus, that everything we talked about.
That is everything we talked about. It's a big episode.
I don't talk about Uber. We didn't talk about Ubers because they're whatever, everybody knows how to do an Uber in their city. Thank you for joining us today for this week's episode of the New Yorkers Podcast. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on social media, Jay?
You can follow me at StudioJ170 on Instagram and Facebook.
Once again, I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp, all across my social media.
Please like and subscribe to New Yorkers Podcast. You can follow the New Yorkers on social media at the New Yorkers Podcast.
You can leave a rating or a comment to let us know how you are enjoying the show. We read through all your comments and DMs, so please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Ditmerd, Christina Michelle, and Anja Kunis, for your kind words on the last episode. If you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify.
And thank you, Michael Chambers, Helena Rosenquist, and Shelley. I'm sorry, but I can't pronounce your last name, Fougerousse, for your comments and feedback.
Have a lovely day, and we will see you next Sunday, my friends.
All right, goodbye.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.